Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? We're talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores, too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Fake it too. What else am I supposed to do? Where am I surrounded? Don't
but y'all don't come around me. Baby switched up, how that sound? Like a nigga in this feeling. You can't name something I did flaw. I'm a dying breed of the realest. Ain't never worried about another nigga, so ain't that case, I'm the biggest. I've been traveling around the world, my pivot still ain't left the business. She got everything I want, ain't no need to go with these bitches. You can go and have a little fun, ain't gon' trip, baby, I get it. Ain't bullshit in this game, wherever this plane land, I'm the littest nigga there. Turn your back on me, I ain't even care. If you need me, I'm still gon' be there. Tell me how the fuck is this shit fair? Switch on who? I went there, fuck them too. I'm prepared, I run shit, get that clear. Heart broke, can't drop no tears. Was what it was, it is what it is. California breeze, take it out to eat. Stop at a little party, end up at the big house. I can't fuck with shawty, cause she got a big mouth. Pull up in a Rari, hop out like a big dog. Get my shit together, feel like I done took 2 years off. Booking on my schedule, ain't rich enough to chill out. I watch you turn sour, I still don't know how to feel about it. Majority unfolded, but I'm still solid. I'm still out here, still don't know how to feel about it. Early in the morning, talking to my keys about it. Wondering, should I let it go, or we beefing about it? Knowing that I go cold on you for weeks about it. And it wasn't even that deep, but that is how it be with me. I can't lie, she be fucking me good, but girl, you fuck me better. I'm not surprised that you stereotype me to be a little guy. But if I can have a second on your time, try to elevate your mind. We can crush them on every level. I'm just telling you, I fell in love with generating revenue. I know they gon' try to push you from the top, so I'm careful. I put niggas under my wing like they my nephew. I'ma give you every piece of game I got when I catch you. I'm just tryna let you feel the breeze with me, yeah. California breeze, take it out the heat. Stop at a little party, end up at the big house. I can't fuck with shawty, cause she got a big mouth. Pull up in a Rari, hop out like a big dog. Get my shit together, feel like I done took 2 years off. Booking on my schedule, ain't rich enough to chill out. I watch you turn sour, I still don't know how to feel about it. Majority unfolded, but I'm still solid. No, 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 I'm supposed to be gone, but she where I'm gon' go. Tryna hold it in, I can't let this shit show. It can't be forced, it don't work, let it go. I'm tryna tell you, you act like you know.
No, you can't save, I'm mad enough. Smoking hella weed, I'm on the alcohol. The shawty licked me clean, the way she sucked me off. I keep 2 O's in my bed, I got them turning up. What would you do if you heard I got it going on? I had to burn, I left tremors, I had to deal. Gotta watch for 12, around my town, you might get killed. I'm on my mind, yeah, I'm high, but a real. You cop it live, boy, I got it all on film.
You gotta watch out where you rockin', shit get real. Drink too real, I can't be fake, don't know the feel.
Gotta take a long drive up the hill. Gate too heavy, moonlight maybe chills. I'm too heavy, think I need a lift. Chicago baby, she just wanna drill. The vibe's too heavy, it's too hard to kill.
Gotta watch out where you go, cause shit get real.
You can't save, I'm mad enough. Okay, hello, weed, I'm on the alcohol. The shawty licked me clean, the way she sucked me off. Keep 2 holes in my bed, I got them burning out. What would you do if you had it? I got it burning out. I let it burn, scratch that mark, I had to deal. Better watch the 12, on my side, you might get killed. I'm on my mind, yeah, I'm high for the real. You can't be lying, boy, I got it, I don't feel. You must be cautious, total of hoes, I'm all in. Play this ball, it's office, I left the girl, she calling. You know I hit it, I'm on it, oh yeah, she on it. I met you in a club, bitch, you know this shit mean nothing. Oh, then I hit your cousin, no, no discussion. Sippin' on lean, no rubber touching. Oh yeah, I know you love. Back rodeo, not made right for the pressure. Hoes come through just to touch up. I'ma tell the truth like pressure. You already know I bust her. You slay my cat for Russia.
No,
you can't save, I'm bad enough. Smoking hella weed, I'm on the alcohol. The shawty lick me clean away, she's done.
got them turning up. What would you do if you heard I got it going on? I had to burn, I left skirmers, I had to deal. Gotta watch for 12 around my town, you might get killed. I'm on my mind, yeah, I'm high, but a real. You copin' live, boy, I got it all on film.
Fuck this place and I don't give a fuck, I'll burn your house.
All right. Peace to the gods. Do you got your injunction, bitch? Yo, that's a young brother who did his injunction, of course. He finally got pulled over. He was on his dirt bike. Young brother was on his dirt bike. Of course, the cops pulled him over. Was talking shit to him like, yo, we gonna write you a ticket and take your bike. You know what I mean? They was beefing with him. You know what I mean? Talking real reckless. They went back to the car. As they ran his name, came back nice as fucking, said, we don't really give out tickets for riding dirt bikes. Bullshit, they don't. That's that injunction, bitch. So he made a song right after. So I said, yo, I'm going to have to play that joint right there. So I'm going to play that song a lot because that's that thing, that injunction, bitch. And it worked. Been working for 20 years. But, damn, who the hell messaging me while I'm on the air? I be asking people time and time again, don't do that. Oh, he calling for a consultation. I guess he would have had to text me then. He did what he was supposed to do. But we talking about that injunction, bitch. All right, let me start the live. I'm live on YouTube. I'm live on Facebook. Let me get live on the gram and get this show started. All right, I'm live on everything. Everything. Hope everyone's doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. I know I am. Hope you are too. Just killed another DUI case today. You know what I mean? We putting in that work on all types of case. This was a newbie who didn't know nothing about law or nothing. She had to come to me because this was her second DUI. She was facing straight jail time and all of that. I said, don't worry about it. We gonna win with no issue. Boom. She did it. All she did was put in the motherfucking writ of discovery and stuck to that shit. I made her read treaties on false arrest. I made her read tricks and traps of court. Just in case she had to go to court, she would be prepared to go to court, right? But we put in the writ of discovery. Then the second time, we put in a motion to compel discovery, pointed out all the things that was missing from that discovery. Because they gave a discovery, but they didn't give her what she asked for. Of course, she asked for the warrant and the affidavit in support of the warrant and wanted to know who was her accuser, because the Constitution guarantees that you get to face your accuser in person, right? So we said we needed the name of the person who she harmed, the accuser, right? So we could meet them in person, right? So then they was like, I don't know what to tell you. We already gave you discovery. We gave you the arrest warrant. There's no such thing as an arrest warrant, y'all. Well, arrest warrant, but they was like, when they pulled you over, they had to want bullshit. No, they didn't. Well, if you had it, produce it, right? So then the third one we put in was a motion for dismissal. Motion for dismissal. Why? Because we pointed out she asked for discovery on this date, never received it, sent a copy of the original discovery as evidence, and it was Exhibit A. Then Exhibit B was the motion to compel discovery, never got that. So three, we asked him for dismissal, right? Motion for dismissal. Why? Because if they don't produce that stuff, they have no case. They have no case. Why don't they have a case? Because they haven't produced evidence that she actually did something to someone, and they had the right to stop her, pull her over, and arrest her. They didn't produce shit. That is what you really do when you want to challenge their jurisdiction. That's a challenge to the jurisdiction, right? Now, she asked this question. She a newbie. She asked me, well, what if, because her court date, so-called, for trial is Monday coming up. She said, what if I got to do trial? I said, man, you ain't going to have to do trial. They normally always give you a deal or dismiss it before trial, right? So here it comes. Today is what, Wednesday? And they gave her an offer. Of course, we're rejecting that offer for a better offer, and we're going to write down what we want, right? But here's the thing. Let's say if she did have to go to trial. The only witness that the state would call is the officer. Number one, we ain't letting the attorney talk. Because everything that that attorney says out their mouth is going to be hearsay. Pagliari versus Trinsky, right? And you learn that in the tricks and traps of court, right? Then when the cop go up on the stand, right, we're going to let him ask, the opposing attorney ask his questions. We're going to object to the things we don't like. And then we're going to keep the cop on as a witness. What are we going to say to the cop when we ask him questions in a trial? We're going to ask, did you take an oath to the Constitution? Most likely the opposing attorney is going to say, he object. We're going to say, it's relevant. It's relevant because we have to know if cops have to follow the Constitution or not. Right? Either the judge is going to sustain or overrule, he probably going to try to do a novation. He going to try to talk past it. And you're going to say, I need you to rule on it. I need you to say, is it accepted or is it rejected? And if he says it's rejected, I say, I take exception. I want to preserve that on the record. Then the next questions I'm going to ask the cop is, did I harm you with what happened the day of the accident? Property get harmed? Did you personally get harmed? He's going to say no. Why am I asking him that? I'm asking him that to prove on the record that he can't be a witness. He was never harmed. He can't be the one bringing the case, right? And then I'm going to ask him, right, if he was harmed. Oh, then I'm going to ask him, did he have body cam footage and car footage, right? Because I want to know if he handed me a warrant and an affidavit in support of the warrant. And that proves he didn't. And then I'm going to say, so you're aware that on that footage, you never gave a warrant or an affidavit in support of the warrant to arrest me. Then I'm going to ask him, are you aware that's unconstitutional? That goes against the Constitution. See what I'm saying? Then I ain't got no more questions. He impeached himself. But we never go to trial. But I got y'all straight if y'all have to go to trial anyway. You see what I'm saying? But the whole thing is you have to know your Constitution beforehand because that's what we're going to use. You're going to have to do some studying. I notice a lot of y'all don't study enough. And this is why y'all be losing. Y'all not prepared. Y'all got to stop that bullshit, right? So with that being said, I'm going to go into this rule real quick. It's called Rule 60. Relief from a judgment order. We're talking about you can, they can give you an order and you can get rid of that order. So let me put this in the chats. So y'all can actually okay. It's in the, I'm putting it in the chat on YouTube. All right, it's in the chat. I put up the call number so y'all can call in if y'all got any questions on YouTube. Now, let me put it on Facebook. Got it on the chat on Facebook. And now Blog Talk in the chat on Blog Talk. All right. So read this rule with me. This is how y'all study. I want y'all to read with me. Rule 60, relief from a judgment or order from the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. A correction based on clerical mistakes, oversights, and omissions. The court may correct a clerical mistake or a mistake arising from an oversight or omission whenever one is found in a judgment order or other part of the record. Court may do so on a motion of its own with or without notice, but alter an appeal as been docketed in the appellate court. While it is pending, such mistakes may be corrected only with the appellate court's leave. B, grounds for relief. Grounds for relief from a final judgment order or proceeding on a motion and just terms. The court may relieve a party or its legal representative from a final judgment order or proceeding for the following reasons. Number one, mistakes, inadvertence, surprise, or excusable neglect. Number two, newly discovered evidence that the reasonable diligence could not have been discovered in the time to move for a new trial under 59B. Now, 59B, Rule 59B is highlighted, so y'all probably want to do y'all studying and go read 59B. Number three, fraud, whether previously called intrinsic or extrinsic, misrepresentation or misconduct by an opposing party. The judge or the prosecutor, or in this case, the cop, isn't following the Constitution. Do you see? Even if you lost, you'd be able to change the ruling. But let me go on. Number four, the judgment is void. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Anything that goes against the Constitution is a void judgment. It's void, and the Constitution says that. Pointing out in your paperwork and when you're talking in court, this shit is void. It goes against the Constitution. It's void. All right. Number five. In the appellate court, I definitely shoot it down and you win because of that. Number five. The judgment has been satisfied, released, or discharged. It is based on an earlier judgment that has been reversed or vacated, or applying it prospectively is no longer equitable. Or six, any other reason that justifies relief. Well, you are justified for relief when you're using that Constitution, right? C, timing and effect of the motion. Number one, a motion under Rule 60B, this is blue, must go back, click on it, and read it. I'm not going to do it tonight. Must be made within a reasonable time and for reasons one, two, and three. no more than a year after the entry of the judgment or order or the date of the proceeding. So you got up to a year to go back and change the final order. Now, I want you to know something. There should be a brother Don P. listening. You want to read this rule and go back and tell them to get rid of that final order for your child support that you did wrong. Because you did put the Constitution, all of that in it. I have this show specifically for you. I read this rule. All right? Let me go on. Effect on finality. The motion does not affect the judgment finality or suspend its operation. D. Other powers to grant relief. The rule does not limit the court's power to, number one, entertain an independent action to relieve a party from the judgment order or proceeding. Number two, grant relief under 28 U.S.C. 1655. That's highlighted. You got to go read that, y'all. To a defendant who has not personally notified of an action. That means right here, they're telling you if you got a default summary judgment on you because you wasn't in court because they didn't notify you properly, they got to get rid of that shit. This is why I'm saying y'all don't be reading the rules and using their rules against them. Number three, set aside judgment for fraud on the court. For all you motherfuckers that's dealing with cases with banks, tell them to set aside the judgment for fraud on the court, which means that they never showed that you gave them a security, they monetized the security, and then gave you a bill for it. You gave them money. They never gave you money. E, bills and writs abolished. The following are abolished bills of review. Bills in the nature of bills of review and writs of quorum nobis or quorum vobis and ordita curulari. I got to look that shit up. I don't even know what them shits mean. So I'm going to come back to this and look up those words so I can have a greater understanding. Said, I realize it is Consultation Wednesday. So I'm going to open up the call lines. Shit, it's going to be a short show. It's only two people with their hands up. I'm going to 901-631. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hey, peace to the God. John, what's going on, man? Everything good with you?
Everything wonderful, magnificent, and great. How's everything with you?
Hey, man, it's wonderful, magnificent, and great as well. I really didn't have a question. I wanted to see if, you know, I know it's another brother that be on this show, man, that be from Memphis. I was just going to see if I could shoot, put out my email address so, you know, we could kind of link up and do some studying together.
Go ahead.
My email is
j.m. Before you do that.
Yeah.
How come you ain't in the private bill section where you could politic and study with everyone?
I'm in it.
Oh, so this brother's not in the bill.
Nah, he ain't in it.
All right, go ahead,
I be hearing him on the show.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's j.m.bey85@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Send me your name and your number, brother. We can collab together, man. I can put you up on some knowledge as well. So, you know, that's really what I wanted to do.
All right, that's beautiful, brother. Peace to the God.
All right, peace to the God.
All right, I'm going to the next caller. 510-910. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. Oh, yeah, Brother Jonah. I had spoken to you a couple weeks ago about that little case I got going on.
Your phone kind of low, bro. You wasn't that low when you first came in.
How's that?
All right, there you go.
Okay, yeah. I had spoke to you a couple of weeks ago, I got on the air with you about that case I got in Jonesboro, and you had suggested I get rid of the public defender. I did contact them, and they got to talk some shit about I got to, when I go to court, it's up to the judge or some shit like that.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That's your constitutional right to defend yourself or do it with a lawyer or just by yourself. That is a right. That's
right.
Why I said tonight you have to know your constitution. Now, I told you the way to fire a goddamn attorney is you put it in writing.
Right.
A motion to fire attorney. And then you write the attorney's name and say, you are fired, you are fired, you are fired. Any other lawyer that thinks they represent me, they are fired as well. You notarize it. You sign it. You notarize it with the date. Put the jurat on it and hand it into the court.
Oh, okay. Okay. You
don't need permission to fucking fire someone that represents you.
Yeah, that's what I told him when I just called him and told him.
No, see, this is my thing. You shouldn't have never called for none of that. You got to put it in writing. And then once you put it in the court, make sure you send a copy to that guy's office.
Right.
That's it. You don't ask for permission. When you call, you're asking for permission. That's the quickest way to lose your case is to be asking them people for permission to do anything. You don't ask for permission. The Constitution tells you to demand shit. You demand shit. They work for you. You don't work for them.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was calling to let them know I was, getting rid of
Listen, they will lie to you. You got to put it in writing. What the fuck did you call for? I didn't tell you that. Writing. A maxima law says if it's not in writing, it never happens.
Right.
So that
now you know when I,
that you're talking about you had with him never happened.
Yeah. Now, when I was in court the first time I went, I told him I'm representing myself. I don't need him. When he got putting me on the spot, asked me all kind of questions and shit like
that. You don't have to answer no questions. I don't answer questions of law. The Constitution guarantees me the right that I can defend myself. And then you shut up.
There you go. You're right. You got to know your Constitution.
This is what I'm saying. Y'all don't know your Constitution. So they say stupid shit to y'all, and y'all be not having no answer, no rebuttal, and don't know what to say.
Right. That's why I'm talking to you. I'm learning, my brother. You're my teacher.
Go back and fucking study your Constitution, and don't let that dumb shit happen again. Feel me?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Hey, I appreciate that. Okay then, bro.
Peace. See, I'm going to get you straight. Get y'all straight on that shit. All right, I'm going to 765-273. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. What up, Jonah?
What up, God?
Peace. Hey, first of all, I'm feeling that suit, man.
Thank
you,
my brother.
Where might I go to get something similar to that?
Oh, man. I get suits all over, brother. I get them. See, you're going to have to definitely go to a suit shop, an expensive one. Get your measurements. Get your measurements, all your measurements. Then I want you to take the cheaper route. I want you to go to AliExpress, find suits that you like, and give them your measurements, and they will make the suit exactly to your measurements, which means you're going to have custom suits like I do, right? And them suits is like, some of them are 50, some of them is 200, some of them are 70. Depends on the material and what it look like, but that's how you'll have nothing but custom suits for yourself.
Okay, that's what's up.
It's measured just for your body, no one else's. Not no off the rack shit.
Okay, I like that. That's what's up. So, I'm going to take that advice.
Take about two, three months to come, though. They make it on the spot.
I need to get my summer suit now.
Right.
So, yeah, man. So, yeah, my question is, and I was talking about it on the build the other day at the beginning, but I noticed that in UCC, I think it's 9-5, it's like 5-15 or something like that, it said security interest in a public finance transaction, it lasts for like 30 years. So I was wondering if we do the 1 in 3 on that application, say for if they give us a problem or we just feel like it, can we take that to our brokerage account and have them put that on the secondary market since it's ours for 30 years?
You can try, yes.
Okay. Just see what happens, basically.
Right.
So, okay. All right. That's all I have, man.
All right. Peace, brother. I'm going 757-698 to the God. Peace.
Brother Ray, how you doing?
Peace. Brother, you got too much background noise. You sound like you got the windows down and the air blowing on your mic.
Yeah, yeah,
I can't hear
right,
you,
I go
brother.
Back
you gotta do something about your mic.
Peace, brother. Is that better?
That's much better. You must have had me on a motherfucking microphone. I mean, a headset or something.
Yeah, exactly. I was on a headset.
Yeah, that shit garbage, bro.
Yeah, you know, them overseas, you know, AliExpress. But I had a question for you, Brother Bay. Right now, I'm going through a litigation against my baby mama for defamation because she went and put false claims on me.
Right.
They did. They took those false claims and manifested charges of trespassing and reckless driving with no witnesses.
Bro,
then
you can be putting in a motion for discovery. Tell them to prove all of that. What proof do they have?
Brother, and that's when they got me. I put in my motion for discovery, and when her mother went up there with testified, she was giving her deposition, even the judge stopped there and said, well, I'm not hearing any damage to the property or harm. And even though she still didn't make a statement of damage to property or harm, he still hit me with the charges. But check this out. I pulled the paperwork.
That means you didn't do
it. Not in the system.
Right, brother, but go ahead.
I pulled the paperwork. It's not in the system at all. But while I was in there, he put me under duress, under the threat of 10 days of imprisonment. Like you said, he manifested an army. He resurrected an army against me and put me under duress.
You were supposed to say that in court and stop that. First of all, if you put in your discovery, let me ask you something. How did it even go to trial?
Brother, it didn't never wait to try. He was practicing on the bench.
So it never went to trial. You never had a bench trial?
At all.
It sounds like you
and
were in a
check
bench
this out.
Trial, brother.
And then check this out. They took those same charges. 6 months later, I get pulled over by the police. They ran my place, said I got warrants out for those same exact charges.
Well, not only
do they arrest you.
Is the case over or not?
Oh, yeah, that case is over because by the time it got to the prosecution, they did a non-process.
Then you did do trial, brother. This is what I'm saying. You don't know anything. You're trying to do shit and you didn't execute it correctly.
No, no.
You told me there was no trial. But the case can't be over unless it was a trial or it was dismissed.
The first time I seen the judge, it was a protective order. They did the whole thing under the guise of a protective order for the trespassing charge.
Uh-huh.
They put the protective order in. They put the protective order in, and then 6 months later, that's when I get pulled over for those same exact charges. And they said
so
they had a warrant out for me for the same.
Never went to court for that charge yet.
Repeat that, brother.
You never went to court for those charges yet. A protective order is not a court case. That means you
exactly took those charges.
Pending. Brother, stop talking while I'm talking.
Exactly.
How the fuck you gonna hear what I'm saying? That means you went to that protective hearing, but you never went to a court case. That's why there's a warrant. It was open. Which tells me you don't know how none of it works. You need a consultation,
nah,
bro.
Brother.
You
yeah,
need
I'm
a consultation.
I'm definitely going to get one with you.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to get one with you.
Because
they had me
you make
a major 40,
mistake.
48
you
hour suicide watch for 6 days. Yeah, because they had me on 48 hour suicide watch for 6 days.
Oh, my God. They did a rule 11 on your ass. See, bro? You can't go in there not knowing what to do. The difference between the testimony I told you today with the DUI, right? She constantly talking to me, getting consultations. Y'all be thinking y'all know what y'all doing and run off and try to do it alone and fuck up and get yourself in trouble. Get them consultations. I got to look at everything that was done.
I'm definitely going to get up with you with that because I got the documentation, the proof, fraud, and duty to help me in there for extra time. He helped me. He continued the custody and helped me with no bond because
now,
I wanted to represent myself.
Archives, if you was in the archives, you'd have heard me talk about when I was in court. You never go into court with no ID or anything on you. You only have gold or silver coins in your pocket. If you'd have had that shit in your pocket, you would have been released that day. They couldn't lock you up. See, this is what I'm saying. You ain't doing no studying, brother.
You're right. I ain't gonna lie on that. They had me behind the eight ball. I was cramming. I was in the archives a little bit. I ain't getting enough time to get to it.
Exactly, B. You can't, you got to do it beforehand. Let this be a lesson to you, and you're going to get on this law shit and know what you're doing before you need that information.
Oh, yeah, I'm studying hard now. I'm in the codes and enumerated statutes and all that.
All right, then. Yeah, we got to talk about your case. Get that consultation. Peace, God.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
All right, I'm going to call her, 402-594. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Yeah,
peace,
I got a question about child support.
Yes.
Okay, I got a warrant out for child support for a failure to appear.
Mm-hmm.
And when I pulled the I actually got a copy of the warrant. And it was just two pieces of paper. It didn't have no attached affidavit or nothing from a notary or nothing. So the warrant ain't valid, is it?
Nigga, they gonna lock your ass up no matter what for that. Because you didn't show up. You're under latches. Nigga, that ain't the time they put out a warrant ain't the time to be arguing where's the affidavit in support. They have proof that you didn't show up to court. They only wanna lock you up because you were supposed to come in, and you didn't.
Well, can I schedule a court date and then
I would go in there and just say I'm here for my court date on the day that it wasn't, because that way they can't lock you up, but you in court. And then most likely they're just going to schedule another court date because you showed up.
Okay. And then once they schedule that court date, would I be able to do a special appearance and file that my paperwork
you
for a special
do all
appearance and et cetera?
After that, you're supposed to be doing your child support injunction.
Oh, okay. Okay, appreciate it.
This is what I'm saying. Now, you the second nigga I'm talking to That's unprepared and in a case. It's like y'all want to get locked up and lose and shit. That's some dumb shit, man. Why are we always procrastinating and waiting to the last minute? Truthfully, this ain't even the last minute. It's past the time.
Right.
Because you got a warrant. It's past the time. Bro, you got to do better, man. Black people always late to shit, man.
I agree.
A real Moore ain't late. Black people be late. There's a difference.
Right.
All right, then.
Appreciate
Peace
it.
Thought. All right, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 803-727. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. I was calling in because, you know, I've been kind of, you know, dealing with some trying to discharge some debt, you know, creating it, like, you know, bill of exchange, and negotiable instruments type of, you know, check type of instruments, you know, putting on.
Go pick up my discharge webinar.
Discharge webinar.
Now, what you got to know is, and you get it from jonahbay.com, what you got to know is discharge don't always work. It depends on your contract with these people.
Right,
they got
right.
written in your contracts that you can't discharge and shit like that. Or you got to do it at a special location, and y'all be sending it to the regular bill pay office and all that. You have to read your contract and know how to do that, and if you can do that.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of times they'll send it back and be like, oh, it didn't have an MITR line, or it didn't have a route number or something like that.
Yeah, you don't need none of that shit when you're doing it correctly according to your contract.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take a look at that.
If you don't have all that information and people send it in, some of them work, some of them don't, because they don't know that the ones that didn't work, they got them wrong.
Yeah.
You know, the law to any business is their contract spells out what can and must be done. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for more information on that, you want to join my Patreon, Jonah Bay on Patreon, and I have webinars up there. It's called Arbitration Part 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 that tells you all of this and shows you how to look through the contracts to find the fraud in the contract, shows you how to find what you must do to discharge. All of that's up there. So become a member.
Okay. It seems like, you know, since 2024, like lately, it's been harder to discharge and stuff. I don't know if it's because of who in the seat or what. But
it's harder because they've changed their contracts and y'all aren't reading the contract.
Gotcha.
So like I said, on Patreon, when you see those webinars and series, you're going to see actual contracts and you're going to see how it's stopping y'all from discharging and how y'all are doing it wrong. Listen, the shit ain't working. Most of the time, it's something that you don't know about and something that you're doing wrong.
Right. I got you. Yeah, I definitely got to take a deeper look in the contract. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that'll help me out. You know, give me a little direction to go after. So I'll be reaching out.
I know, brother. I know everyone needs discharge right now. Food prices so high, everything's so high. You know what I mean? But yet your money didn't go up.
Right.
So yeah, it behooves you if you need that, you learn it and learn it well so you can utilize it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely check out that discharge webinar. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all my questions.
You also got
now.
Discharge injunction up there too, up on jonahbay.com.
Discharge injunction.
Wonderful talking to you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Peace, brother.
All right. We got an up and coming webinar. Shaka's going to be doing it. Y'all definitely want to be on that webinar. You can look on my Facebook page, my Instagram, and my well, not on YouTube, but look at the flyer and join us for that. It's coming up real soon, and you got to be on that. He's going to teach you how to do your paperwork to sue. Most of y'all be trying to sue, and y'all don't know what the fuck y'all doing. That's what I'm trying to explain to y'all. 90% of the shit y'all try, y'all don't know what y'all doing. That's why it's failing. Let's get rid of that. Let's make that shit happen and get these things done. Anyway, that's my show for today. I got to go to the bathroom. I've been drinking this damn water. I'm almost done, too. It's crazy. So that's my show for today. I'll be talking to y'all next week. Tomorrow, we're going to be on the private build. If you're a part, you're going to hear me tomorrow. If you're not a part and want to be a part, email me at jonahbay@gmail.com, private build. And we'll make sure you get the invitation to the private build, all right? It's on GoToMeeting, so it's totally in the private. We pay to teach y'all up there. Shit, I paid for this one, too. Motherfucking Blog Talk ain't free. Anyway, that being said, peace.